Welcome to the Family Alpha Podcast, a place where men, families, and the truth have a voice. The information shared on this podcast is meant to be applied. Now, here's your host, Zach Small, founder of thefamilyalpha.com and co-founder of thefraternityofexcellence.com. Let's get to work.
Today, I'm joined live by my sister, Brianna. Bree, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Good.
This is the first in-person podcast I've ever run, so I'm looking forward to knocking it out. And today, we're going to be talking about finding opportunity in chaos. So let's hear a little bit about your story and how you found an opportunity to start a business in a pretty chaotic time in your life. So let's talk about it.
So, like you said, my name's Bree, and I'm the co-founder of James's Pure and Wholesome Skincare. We started a soap and body butter business when James was 3 months old, around 3 months old.
So, everybody's going to ask the question, why? Like, why would you start a business with a newborn?
So, James was born with Prader-Willi syndrome. And at the time...
We're at the level now where we can just talk about it with three letters, and we get it. But for those who don't know, what is Prader-Willi syndrome?
Prader-Willi syndrome is a deletion or a partial deletion of the 15th chromosome.
What does that lead to?
So the biggest thing is low muscle tone. So if you think about it, your entire body, everything that you do has muscle involved with it. And with him, he needed a feeding tube. He needed a breathing tube.
I remember going to the NICU. That was a stressful time. And it's interesting. Looking back, I mean, I guess now we're like, all right, yeah, everything worked out. It's cool. But I was stressed. Like, Jackie was stressed. So I can't imagine, like, you and Keith, I mean, having to go through that. And also, it really does highlight the strength of the relationship. You know, at no point did you turn on each other. It was like a united front. I loved seeing that. Like, that motivated the hell out of me every time we went.
Well, I think our biggest focus was James. We had to do everything and anything for him.
So with that, I mean, they told you he has Prader-Willi's. People say, oh, the timing isn't right to start a business. Oh, you know, I'm too old for school, or I'm too young to go try this. And you just found out that your child has this disease or syndrome that you never heard of before. Mm-hmm. You have never made soap. You know, you weren't in the business of skincare or soap. So what led to that? Like, how do we reach that point?
So a symptom of Prader-Willi syndrome is his thin, pale, sensitive skin. And no matter what we were putting on him, we were immediately washing it right off. And finally we got to the point where we went to Google and were like, we're going to make our own.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it was a necessity. This business was born out of necessity. Yep. Like, it's a labor of love.
Yep.
So when you went to, you know, trying the different, was it chemicals in them or is it ingredients but too harsh in the skin?
We found that goat's milk soap has a ton of benefits for skincare, from like severe skin issues to, you know, minor irritations.
That's interesting. So you started the business, you know, you came up that you're going to base it on James and around him because he was the inspiration. Mm-hmm. Were there any unforeseen hurdles that you ran into starting the business? I feel like everybody has that story of like, I had no idea this could happen, but all of a sudden, there we were.
Well, I think at first, like the outpouring of support, because all the proceeds that we get from the soaps and the body butters go straight into James's medical account.
I guess the question then would be, what do you guys have to do? I mean, I know you guys traveled to see the doctor.
Yes.
For somebody with Prader-Willi's as they're coming up, what, you know, challenges are you facing that you have to...
So a lot.
I mean, just financially, physically, emotionally.
Yeah, financially. At one, in the near future, insurance isn't going to cover a lot of his medical expenses. Therapy, if he needs a certain toy, we got to go out and get it. Anything that they tell us that he needs, we want to run out and go get it.
That's insane. I mean, you're pushing on two fronts. So you're pushing unforeseen hurdles business, mm-hmm, and unforeseen hurdles, you know, through his development, because not each case is the same, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I mean, how are you best bracing yourselves with the business? You know, are you guys coming up with new soaps, new ingredients, testing things on him? Has he become your guinea pig as to what works and doesn't work?
Really? Yeah. He is kind of our little guinea pig. If it passes his skin, then we're going to share that with everybody. Because I'm sure everybody else has, you know, eczema and sensitive skin that they can't put chemicals on.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just Prader-Willi's. It's anybody that has that that's going to do well.
Yep.
Now, what I've seen you championing recently, the 30 days of Prader-Willi's. Have you found yourself becoming more of an advocate for it? Because now that it's impacted your life, you kind of want to bring it to others, let them know that this even exists?
We do want to bring awareness to Prader-Willi syndrome. We don't let Prader-Willi syndrome define us, though. So with Prader-Willi syndrome, or I feel like any syndrome, there's immediately a label. He can't do this, he can't do that. And that is not James's life. That's not how we're going to treat him. He's going to be able to do whatever he sets his mind to. And Keith and I are going to support him 110%.
No, I think he got some of that from you and Keith. Because you guys, I mean, who would say, hey, go start a business after just having a baby? Never mind a baby that has all these things you've got to figure out.
Yep.
So you guys have that fire. And that leads me to the next question, which is, what advice would you give other parents who maybe they just started a business, they went all in, and all of a sudden they found out they're pregnant?
Yeah.
Or someone that just had a kid, and they're like, you know what, I want to start this business. And even though, you know, for you, 3 months old, you launched your business.
Yeah.
You know, with a three-month-old. Like, I don't want to think about what I was doing when my kids were 3 months old. They were busy. They keep you occupied. But, I mean, there you are, starting that business. So, what could you pass to them, or maybe things you've learned, or wish somebody told you?
So, I get a lot that I'm crazy. How do I do it? Blah, 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 blah. My biggest thing was getting myself into a really good routine and figuring out that gap. I think it was, I would spend 2 hours watching a movie, about to go to bed. I would take that 2 hours and do my research on soap products and body butter and starting a business.
How do you handle the stress that comes up? Do you have any techniques that you use or anything you could advise them? Because it's going to be stressful. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. You know, I run a business. You run a business. There is stress to that. So how do you handle it? Or how do you recommend other new parents handle it?
When I'm stressed out, I go and walk my dogs. I have 2 dogs.
I think outdoor is like a natural de-stressor. Just not being confined, getting Absolutely. Some sunlight. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with that. Totally. Stressed out? Get out.
Yep.
All right. This has been fun.
Is great.
Where can people find your products if they want to check out your soap or skincare?
They can go to our website, www.jpwskincare.com. They can find us on Facebook at James's Pure and Wholesome Skincare. They can follow us on Instagram at jpwskincare.
I like the consistency there. All right, for everybody tuning in, I'll have links below to everything that Bree talked about, as well as links to Prader-Willi syndrome, so you can learn more about it. Take care.
Thanks for listening. You can join our private men's only community at thefraternityofexcellence.com. And don't forget to find Zach on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @ZachSmall_.